Now, less than 40% of children under the age of 6 have access to early childhood care and education. Investing in early childhood development does not only benefit children, but could also increase work opportunities for women.
While the government has the mandate to ensure children have access to early childhood education and care, the services are actually provided in the private sector by women who are opening their homes to children, by women who set up small nonprofit organizations or micro-social enterprises to provide those services.
I feel like there also needs to be a different way of looking at what business is. So understanding that a preschool is still a business and finding the balance between the two. So defining what business looks like and that it's not just a charity or a place, again, where children are babysat. There's an incredible book, and I'm not going to remember the author now, but it's called Who Not How. And it's like a Bible to me. It teaches you to take a step back every time you have a problem or a situation to go, instead of how am I going to fix this, is who in my community or in my little family in our ECD center is best equipped to assist me with this. And by doing that, you give people more agency.
Across South Africa and beyond, a quiet revolution is underway. Women-led preschools are becoming engines of educational and economic growth. Today, the business of early learning, we unpack how social enterprises can be the mechanism that moves ECD from surviving to thriving. Welcome back to Our Voice, Our Future, powered by Breadline Africa, a podcast where real voices tell real stories that inspire change. I'm your host, Kelsley Sharpley, Donor Relations Officer at MasiCorp. At MasiCorp, education is the most powerful path out of poverty. From early childhood through to adult learning, we partner with the community of Masipumelele to unlock opportunities. Our educational programs is more than just a space. It's a hub of possibility where young children, their families, and educators come together to build a brighter future. Today we're asking, what if the future of early childhood development wasn't rooted in charity, but in sustainable, community-powered enterprise? Joining us is Marley Hoffman, pioneer in the space, who is at the intersection of education, innovation, and technology. Marley Hoffman is an education innovator, nonprofit leader, and champion for children's education and community empowerment. Currently the head of the AmniCorp Community Foundation and co-owner of Little Ashford Preschool in Johannesburg, she gained recognition for pioneering the integration of tablet technology into early learning classrooms. As a TEDx Johannesburg contributor, Marley reminds us that we may not be able to prepare the future for our children, but at least prepare our children for the future.